Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, this is David Griffiths here again. Today I'm going to be doing the third part of my Finder series, and I'm going to try and tidy up just a few things that are left over from the first two podcasts. Firstly, I'm going to quickly demonstrate how you can narrow your search down to a particular folder or subfolders. So far, all of the searches that we have been doing have been on the Mac in its entirety. Secondly, a part of that, at the same time, I think I'm going to show how you can search by file type without having to use a file name at all. And in the final part of this podcast, which I think will be quite a short one, I will be looking at other strategies that you can deploy using the sort order feature in Mac OS to help you identify the files that you need. That will become, I think, a little bit clearer when we go through the examples at the end. So, as usual, I'm going to start by giving time, version, and equipment information. I'm doing all this on my 2011 iMac. The date and time today is
November 27th, 3:45 p.m.
And the year of 2014. And the version of Mac OS that I'm using is Yosemite.
Menu bar, Apple. Apple, Mac. About this Mac. About this application. About this Mac. Toolbar. OS 10. Image. Version.
There we go. Down one more.
10.10.1.
10.10.1. So that's the version of Yosemite that we're using. I'll just close that.
Finder. Desktop. Dropbox alias. Alias.
Right. A new feature that I've started using on Mac OS, which I quite like, is that I've changed the location of the new folder set up in Finder, because actually I keep all my documents in Dropbox for backup purposes. So I'll cover this in possibly the next or future podcast. All I have to do nowadays is just simply go Command N,
New Finder Window, Dropbox Window, Browser,
and I'm straight into Dropbox, and I quite like that feature. As I say, I will demonstrate how to do that in a future podcast, but for those who want to just get going on it, just go to Finder Preferences and you'll see that there are options to designate which folder is open when you press Command N for new folder. So, we're in Dropbox, and I've just got to interact with the browser.
Interact with browser. Folders.
And I'm going to navigate down, first of all, to my Mac and iOS folder. So I'm just going to press M.
Mac and iOS.
And folder. There we are. So I'm just going to press right arrow key because I'm in column browser.
Blank dot doc. Microsoft Word 97-2004 document.
And I'm going to press T, which will hopefully bring me down to where I want to go to.
They're missing manual Maverick split folder.
And that's there, the book, that I, an e-book which I bought called The Missing Manual, which I've got there. I'm just going to go across one.
Podcast test folder.
And there we are. That's the podcast test folder that I set up before this podcast. Now, if we actually enter this folder,
00 Mavericks contents.txt text,
you'll see that there's a whole number of different files that I created based on this ebook text, and you'll see that some of them are in text file and some of them are in Word document file. If I just cursor down,
00 missing manual introduction.docx, 00 missing manual introduction.txt text, 01 chapter 1, folders and windows.docx, Office Open XML word processing document.
So some of them are in Word format and some of them are in text format. So the exercise I want to set myself is I want to separate out the Word versions of this book. So I'm going to go back to podcast tests.
Podcast test folder.
And I'm going to bring up the same command that we've been using before, which is Option Command Space.
Searching this Mac window. Search for search text field.
Right, now I'm going to interact with the search field.
Interact with search text field.
Now, I'm not actually looking for a particular document. I just want all the Word documents. So I'm not going to put a search term in as such, but I'm just going to simply type kind.
Selection replay IND colon kind colon.
And then put a space.
Space.
And put Word in.
W-O-R-D.
I'm going to stop interacting with that.
Stop interacting with search text field.
And then I'm going to go across to...
Search. This Mac, selected, radio button, 1 of 2.
And it says search this Mac radio button, but I don't want that, because if I do that, I'm going to bring up every single Word document on my Mac in the search results, and that's not what I want. I only want the Word documents in this folder. So I'm going to go across to...
Podcast test, radio button, 2 of 2.
Which is the one that we've got focused, and I'm going to press on that.
Press, podcast test, selected, radio button, 2 of 2.
Now, of course, what I should have done, we've gone back to that search field and interacted with it in press enter. So I'm going to do that.
This Mac, radio button, search. Kind, word, search for, search text field. Interact with search text field, kind, word.
And that would have started the search, so I stop interacting.
Stop interacting with search text field. Search. This Mac, radio button, 1 of 2. Podcast test, selected, radio button, 2 of 2.
And you see that I've actually already got podcast test selected, so that's fine. Then we go across.
Save button. Show search criteria button. Browser.
And then interact with browser.
Interact with browser. Documents.
And then what we should have is that we have a whole list of the simply the Word documents in that folder. Let's just go down.
00 Mavericks contents.docx. Office open XML. 00 missing manual introduction.docx. Office open XML word processing. 01 chapter 1. Folders and windows.docx. Office open XML word processing document.
So you can see what we've managed to do through that search pattern is completely separate out all the Word documents. So just to summarize just that very first bit, if you want to search within a folder, not your whole Mac, you need to press on the folder that you have selected in the dialog. So simply go past the search field and you'll find search this Mac or search the folder that you've got focus on, press on that. And if you want to search by file type alone, then don't put any name of the search in, just put the kind and the file type afterward. And in the case that we used was kind colon space word. There is, however, a problem with this, but there is a way around it as well. Now, first of all, to explain what the problem is. The problem is, as we discovered, I think, in this last podcast, is that there are some oddities in the search operators that Apple provide in the Finder and, indeed, the whole Spotlight search. So, for example, you can search for kind and pull up all your MP3 files in a folder perfectly happily, but you can't search for kind and pull up all your M4A files or, for example, your WMA files. And you saw that if we wanted to do that using the music operator in the past, then what you get is a folder which will have all your MP3 files and your WMA files and your M4A files. So it doesn't give a very detailed breakdown of what you need for your search results. Luckily, there is a way around that, a workaround for that, but it involves the use of the Finder sort capabilities. Now, just to talk generally about the Finder sort capability first of all, Finder has two categories of sorting. They have arrange by and sort by. Now, I know that when I first came across these two categories, I found it confusing because I couldn't understand what the difference is between arranging something and sorting something. But I think in the demonstration which I'm going to show, it will become a lot clearer, and it's not actually that difficult once you have understood the basic concept. Crucially for our purposes, this is precisely because Apple have made this distinction between arrange by and sort by that we can be helped with trying to identify particular file types. Now, as I say, this becomes a lot more straightforward if we look at an example. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close this window.
Close window. Podcast test window. Podcast test folder.
Close that window as well. Close all windows.
Close all. Desktop. Dropbox alias.
Now, to close all, by the way, it's option command W as opposed to just command W. But I find that a nice, easy command to close all the windows that you might have open on your Mac. And again, I'm going to do command N to just go straight back to my Dropbox and start again.
New Finder window. Dropbox window. Browser.
And interact.
Interact with browser. Folders.
And this time I'm going to navigate down to my music folder. I'm going to type MU.
Mac and music. Music. Folder.
And I'm going to cursor across.
Rick Miller. David Gilmour.
And then I'm going to type P.
Patsy. Podcast test. Folder.
Right, put PO for podcast test. Now, in this folder, I have the music by a band called Clean Bandit. If we go across...
Music.
The music category.
01, Mozart's House, .m4a, Apple MP4 audio.
So you can see that's an M4A file.
01, Mozart's House, .mp3, MP3 audio.
And you've got MP3 files. So the tasks I want to do is I want to search for and pull out all the M4A files. Now, one way you could do that is that we saw in our previous podcast that we could search for the kind:MP3, and that'll pull up all the MP3 files. And what you could simply do is delete them if it was a copy of the folder, and then you'd be left with the M4A files. But there is another way of doing it, and this is particularly useful if you've got several file types that you're trying to sort out and find. So, for example, supposing you've got a folder with text documents and RTF documents and Word documents and all different forms of document format, and you wanted to start separating them all out. So, in this case, we don't actually have to go into the search dialog, but we do need to review the sort order. And I'm going to do that by bringing up Command J, which will show the view option for this folder.
Show view options, Dropbox window, browse and column view, checked checkbox, browse and column view, checked checkbox.
Right, I use column view, but we won't be covering that for the moment. But we're going to go cursor across.
Arrange by.
And you get the first category is arrange by.
Kind, arrange by, pop-up button.
And you see that I actually have it set to kind. Now, I'll cover this more generally in a future podcast, but I think that you will find that your default setting is for none, and that the default setting for on the Mac for arranged by none, and you have the sort by name. Now, for various reasons, which I won't go into here because they're complicated, I prefer to have that set to kind. And now if we go across,
sort by name, sort by pop-up button,
then we've got it at the moment sort by name. Now, the problem is with that is that what the Mac is actually doing, and we've just seen it doing it, is said, well, okay, we put everything in the folder sorted by kind, and it's all music. But we don't want it sorted by just music. We want it to be sorted by music file type. So the way that you tell the Mac to sort again, if you like, is to arrange it by music, but to sort it again by music file type, is to press VO space on here.
Menu checkmark, name.
And we need to change that to kind, so I'm going to press K again.
Kind.
And I'm going to press VO space on that.
Kind, sort by, pop-up button.
So, if you now review it, what we've got...
Sort by, kind, arrange by, browse and column view, arrange by, kind.
We've got arrange by kind.
Pop-up button. Sort by, kind, sort by, pop-up button.
So that's what we want. It sounds a bit odd, but you'll see what the result will be. So if we just close this down now.
Close window. Podcast test window. Dimmed text.
Now, if we cursor down, you'll hear...
02. Extraordinary feed. Sharnbass.mp3. MP3 audio.
That we're on the MP3 files.
03. Dustclears.mp3. MP3 audio.
And now, suddenly, because we've got sorted by kind and kind... we've got all the MP3 files grouped together. Now, we're on the MP3 files because that's the one that we were focused on before we did the sort order. But if I cursor up now...
02, 01, Mozart's House, .mp3, MP3 audio, 13 outro movement, 3.m4a, Apple MP4 audio.
But you'll see if we cursor up that actually what's happened now is it groups all the M4A files together.
12, Birch.m4a, Apple MP4 audio. 11, New Eyes Feet, Elizo.m4a, Apple MP4 audio. 10, Heart on Fire, .m4a, Apple MP4 audio.
So actually, all you would need to do, if you wanted to copy out or select all of the M4A files, is just simply use the normal cut or copy and paste commands. And just to show you,
11, 12, 13 outro movement, 3.m4e, Apple MP4 audio.
If I press shift, option, and then up arrow,
13 items selected.
I've selected the 13 item there, and I could just simply copy or cut those files out of that selection and reorganize them. It's a slightly odd idea to get your head around, so I'll just give another example of it quickly, and I'll do that by going back to the original file folder that we were working with. Now, what we actually did is that we changed the sort order, not just for that folder, but for the whole Dropbox folder. I don't know if you heard that, what we were doing. So I'm just going to bring up Dropbox again.
New Finder window, Dropbox window, browser.
I'm going to interact with the browser.
Interact with browser, folders.
And now I'm going to go back to that original folder that we worked with initially, which was
Mac and iOS. OS underline X underline Maverick. Re any accessible games. They're missing manual Maverick split folder.
I did press T to go down to there.
Podcast test folder.
And here's the podcast test. Now you remember this is the one that we applied the search function on earlier to try and separate all the Word documents. If we go across now.
00 Mavericks contents.docx. Office open XML word processing document.
You'll see that it's already sorted by all the files now.
00 missing manual introduction.docx. Office open XML word processing document.
So if we have. At the beginning, we've got all the Word documents, and if I just jump down to the end...
25 their master keyboard shortcut list.txt, text.
And you'll see that right at the bottom we've got all the txt files, so I just use option down arrow to jump to the bottom of the folder, so we get a cursor up.
24, 23 appendix B, troubleshooting.txt, text, 20 chapter 20, messages.txt, text.
Now, of course, none of this is permanent. If I want to change the sort order, all I have to do is go back to the preferences of the game with Command J.
Show view options. Dropbox window. Browse and column view. Check. Arrange by kind. Arrange by pop-up button.
And I've got it to kind.
Sort by kind. Sort by pop-up button.
Press on that.
Menu checkmark. Kind. Name.
And if I press view space on that again.
Name. Sort by. Close window. Podcast test window. Dimmed text.
And then we should find, if we go back to it...
00 Mavericks contents.docx. 00 Mavericks contents.txt. Text.
And we've gone back to having it all jumbled up and mixed up together, and it's all sorted by name. So I will return to the sort order again, just to try and make things clear in the rest of the OS. But this is just to bring it in to show how it can be useful with organizing and searching the file. The arrange by is one level of sorting, and then the sort by is the next level of sorting. So the way to think about it is you arrange by music, and then you sort by MP3 or WMA or M4A. Or you arrange by documents, and then you sort by text or RTF or DOCX file. Okay, I think that's probably enough for this podcast today. I hope that you found it useful, and thanks again for all the people who have emailed me saying how helpful they found the podcast. The email address for any further feedback or comments is daj.griffith@gmail.com. Bye bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.